Welcome to The Care Social, the podcast where we discuss the biggest topics in social care right now. Whether you're a provider, a frontline worker, or just passionate about making a difference, we're here to bring you expert discussions, insights, and real stories from the sector. I'm Barry, Content Operations and Delivery Manager here at QCS. In this episode of The Care Social, we're celebrating Neurodiversity Celebration Week 2025, and today I'm joined by the fantastic Saskia.
Hi Barry, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to chat about neurodiversity in the workplace because it's just such a really important topic.
It is indeed. So neurodiversity for me then, it's all about recognising and valuing the different ways that our brains work. But before we deep dive into workplace experiences, let's start with some of the basics because some people don't know what neurodiversity is. In your words, Saskia, how would you define neurodiversity?
So for me, my definition of neurodiversity is this idea that some brains have superpowers because they work a little differently from what is considered the norm, right? It includes things like, well, I say alternative thinking styles, things like autism, ADHD, dyslexia, dyspraxia, other things. But it's about these superpowers.
And in the workplace, then, that means creating environments where neurodivergent people can actually thrive rather than just fit in. But unfortunately, as we know, it's not always the case.
It's not, unfortunately. And it really is about focusing on the positives rather than labelling as negatives. And, you know, when workplaces don't get it right, it can be really frustrating for neurodiverse people.
Yeah, I've heard from people who've been told they're not a team player because they struggle with social cues or labelled disorganised when they just really need clearer structures in place.
Right, or seeming to be stressed or angry when really the open place or the open plan office is causing like sensory overload. And it's not just about practical accommodations. I think it's so important to create a safe workplace where, you know, neurodiverse people can be themselves without needing to mask it or, like you said, like fit in, and where people can speak up about their neurodiversity or suspected neurodiversity. It really is about seeing these different ways of thinking as something to celebrate.
Yeah, true. But on the flip side, when workplaces do get it right, the benefits are huge. I mean, neurodiversity and thinking drives innovation, problem solving, creativity. Who wouldn't want that kind of star in the workplace?
Right, absolutely. And neurodiverse people can be supported relatively easily, to be honest. It's things like flexible work arrangements, you know, so that they can structure their day in a way that stimulates their brain, or communication that's absolutely unambiguous and direct. Documentation in a font and a style that is accessible for dyslexics. All of these things are really simple to achieve, actually. And they don't just benefit the neurodiverse, they benefit everyone, really.
Very much so. I suppose for some of our customers as well, it's remembering that the Recite Me tool that they have on our platform, it's not just for service users. It can be used for staff, it can be used for managers, anybody. So I think that brings us on quite nicely on the workplace culture. I suppose when colleagues and managers educate themselves about neurodiversity, it creates a more inclusive and supportive environment for everyone. Do you think?
Absolutely, definitely. If you're an employer, all you really need to do is listen, right? Ask your neurodivergent employees what they need rather than making assumptions on their behalf. Things like workplace assessments can be really helpful. And if you need support, if you want support in this journey, there are lots of really fantastic organisations that can help workplaces become neurodiverse friendly.
Great. And if you're a colleague, small things like using clear or written communication instead of relying on facial expressions or body language, they can make a big difference as well. And also just be open about learning. There's so much we can all do to create that better workplace.
Absolutely. Look, neurodiversity is a strength and a superpower. I keep saying that word. But when workplaces embrace that, everybody really benefits.
Couldn't have said it better myself. I really appreciate you joining me today, Saskia. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the listeners before we sign off?
I think, honestly, talk to each other, talk about it yourself, ask your colleagues, listen to each other, and seek out support if you need to. This is a really big, wide conversation, and there is no one size fits all for this. So talk to each other, listen to each other, and let's all get together to make that neurodiverse, safe workplace.
Communication, that's the key.
Absolutely.
So thanks for joining us, Saskia.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Barry.
So let's keep the conversation going then. How does your workplace support neurodiversity? Share your thoughts with us and let's work towards more inclusive workplaces for everyone. Well, that's it for another episode of The Care Social. Thanks for listening. If you found this discussion helpful, share it with your colleagues. Have a topic you'd like us to cover? Comment or email below at qcs@qcs.co.uk. Until next time, keep making a difference and bye for now.